Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, I was over in Chuck's World of Mayhem listening. Funny stuff. Every Monday at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Chuck Skull. Trying to open up my chat room here. Hope everyone had a good weekend. Boy, this seems like the longest New Year's ever. Doesn't it? I think so. Anyway, hope you're having a good one. It's going to get cold. But we'll try to keep it warm with comedy, and we'll begin that with a little Afterbirth Monkey. I love this group. Mark Turner.
Loves Harry Potter and D&D, drinks Deary and the coils of Tesla, went as Darth Vader for Halloween, rides around on a powder blue Vespa.
Exterminate, exterminate!
Selvish Navi and Klingon.
Oh.
Yelled, winter is coming at Comic-Con, while keeping Hal Jordan's ring on. That's me. I'm a nerd. That's me. A super legitimate nerd.
Whenever I was younger, to have dreams that Trini, the yellow Power Ranger, would come to my bedside and teach me karate. I was 17 years old.
What I used to do was something that I made up myself. I knew that I wanted to write scripts one day.
Right.
So I used to wake up on a Monday morning, let's say, and go, all right, this week the subject will be buying a car.
Okay.
Monday I would write a monologue as if Jack Benny was delivering a monologue about buying a car.
Oh, how great.
Tuesday, as if Joan Rivers was delivering a monologue about driving a car. Wednesday, Rodney Dangerfield. Thursday, Richard Pryor. And Friday, Alan Kink, okay?
And this was when you were very young?
I was 21.
Right.
Okay. At the end of the week, I had five monologues about buying a car, but each one with a different sensibility.
Right.
Each one sounded different about the same subject because I knew I wanted to write scripts one day, and I didn't want everybody sounding the same.
Oh, how interesting.
So I try to train the ear that way.
Right.
You know? TV shows, maybe more so today than it was when I was starting out, okay, they're very much star-driven, and a lot of these stars, and you go over the last 10, 15 years, beginning with, not beginning with, but including Gary Shandling and Tim Allen and Jerry Seinfeld and people who've got their own shows, you know, stand-ups, that shows were built around them and their persona. If a writer who's just starting out hangs out at the clubs, you know, and befriends somebody who makes them laugh and vice versa, can start furnishing that part, you know, they start with material, and
right,
they can start developing a relationship, and everybody gets a turn, it seems. It seems like everybody gets a shot, and the hope would be is when the person you're writing with or writing for gets a shot, you go along for that ride, and you see how far it takes you.
Right.
You know, so that's still a very, very viable way to break in.
Thank you.
down the stream, 'cause he fell in love with a woman who's crazy and mean. Now he's living in a nightmare instead of his life dream, 'cause he fell in love with a woman who's crazy and mean. Now he thumps his head with a Bible, looking for salvation or survival, 'cause he fell in love with a woman who's crazy and mean. She grabbed the family jewels and gave them a big hard squeeze. And he only hit her in the nose just to get himself free. And then the judge said, "Son, lonely you're gonna be, 'cause I'm gonna lock you up and throw away the key." Now he thumps his head with the Bible, looking for salvation or survival, 'cause he fell in love with a woman who's crazy and mean. Now he thumps his head with the Bible, looking for salvation or survival, 'cause he fell in love with a woman who's crazy and mean.
So I had a little accident with my husband's car. I'm backing out of the garage and I took off the side view mirror. Oh, please. In my defense, I don't think it was that well attached. Someone who's done this. Yes, yes. I'm there, honey, who needs that mirror anyway? You know. I remember when my Irish grandmother came down to Greenwich. And we're in a traffic jam. She said, "Jane, darling, beep your horn." And I'm there, "No, Grandma, we don't do that here." She said, "Beep your feckin' horn." And I wouldn't. She stuck her head out the window. She said, "Move your fat ass." Thank you, Grandma. That's going to help us get in the country club. Yeah. Thanks, Grandma. Oh, yeah. I still remember the country club interview. That was, yeah, another finest moment of Janie Condon. Yeah. This Wall Street guy, they have like cocktail parties, and he just kind of cut me from the herd. And he's there, "So, Jane, where did you summer as a child?" I'd never heard summer used as a verb. But I like to think I'm quick on my feet. And I said, "Well, actually, we summered where we wintered." We summered on the screen porch, we wintered in the den. Let me introduce you to my husband. He shows well, yeah. My one regret about my kids is I wish I'd disciplined them more. One time we were out on a sunfish, and my little one as a teenager, he was back-talking me. And I tried to rise above it, and then he back-talked me again, and I just tossed the kid off the boat. I did, and I said, "You can swim home." Well, the kid was in shock. He is unaccustomed to such treatment, being a child of Fairfield County, right? And he's there, "Mom, I'm going to report you to social services." And I said, "Go ahead. They remove you from the home, not me." One for the mom! Yeah!
Hey, Betty Joe Tucker in the house. Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow's going to be Golden Globe Awards preview show with film historian James Colt Harrison, okay, and Diana Sanger. They're going to drop by, and they're going to be, what is this? The upcoming 72 Globe Awards scheduled for January 11th. Oh, I got to see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Love them. Hilarious. So check that out. Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. with Betty Jo Tucker. Oh, don't forget George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Okay, Chuck Skull. Today he's got Chuck's World of Mayhem, or is it the Golden Age of Radio? I forget. There's so many. Anyway, it's 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck Skull, check him out. I hope I get everybody in there. All right, now this week featuring new talent. Oh, want to do a shout-out to Jack Hoffman if he's listening, because he said he would. So, Jack Hoffman, I'm shouting out to you. The man is everywhere. He just goes everywhere. I don't know what to say. But let's hear it for James Tristan Redding right now. We're going to play two of his songs, James Tristan Redding. Okay.
He's up before the farmers, and by sunset he's in bed. He drives a diesel hatchback, and his boat is always red. He writes in Hebrew, French, and Greek, and Latin, pig or not. My dad is a badass. He smokes for 30 years, a quick cold turkey like a boss. He eats raw onions every day, and don't forget to floss. He saves more souls than I corrupt, and walks faster than I drive. My dad is a badass. He hit his 30s college basketball, was a perfect night at home, with a six-pack of Milwaukee's best and a couple cheese tombstones. Now he's all about talk radio and Brussels sprouts and tea. Yeah, my dad is a badass. Dry as dust. He's a black belt on piano, and he'll always have my trust. He rescues kittens, won't wear mittens, collects old copper coins. My dad is a badass. Yeah, my dad is a badass. I don't wanna leave. nothing. There's just one single reason why. It's not the beer or all the awesome people here. It's 'cause I'd miss that girl less life. It rhymes, I swear it does. From a few miles up the blocky, sometimes the water's kinda chalky. So every night by 10 o'clock, I'm full of Pabst and old Milwaukee. But my second home's Ohio, because the well is never dry, oh. But so before I say goodbye, oh, cheers to Leslie, me, oh my, oh. When I'm in Cleveland, I don't wanna leave Lynn. There's just one single reason why. It's not the beer or all the awesome people here. It's 'cause I'd miss that girl less life. When I'm in Cleveland, I don't wanna leave Lynn. And there's just one single reason why. It's not the beer or all the awesome people here. 'Cause I'd miss that girl less life. Yeah. It's not the beer or all the awesome people here. 'Cause I'd miss that girl less life.
Cyanide's in the house. Hi, Cyanide. Yeah, I bet the Netherlands is, we were talking about earlier, a thread we were following on Chuck Skull's radio show, 9 a.m. Mondays on Block Talk Radio, about comedy being different in different areas. I got to research that. But, yeah, send me like a link to who you think is funny, Cyanide, in the Netherlands, your favorite or who's the most famous comic there. Oh, Cyanide likes the Hooters girls better. I love their wings. They do have good wings at Hooters. I'll tell you that. You guys, they're commenting, what does, so you know, what if you're listening, what they're commenting on. They're commenting on the pictures that scroll across the background. yes, it's always fun. Lynn Jessam, if you're listening, if you have something to promote, please join the chat room. And if not this time, next time. She was trying to get in too. Did anyone have a problem getting in? That would be, let me know. Just put it in a little room there, and I will get back to you on that. I'm having a fun time tonight playing Little Known Things. So that was James Tristan Redding. James Tristan Redding, Facebook friend him. He's a very, very talented guy. I meet a lot of talented guys. Who else? I got a lot of talented people on this show. Let me see. Let me go. Should I go forward or back? I don't know. And before we were listening to Froon with Frank T. Celenza, C-E-L-E-N-Z-A. And he's fun, too. Kind of a crazy guy. But let's hear one more by Frank.
It isn't suitable to be in a cubicle for 8 hours a day. No promotion for your devotion, no increase in pay. That's the life of a corporate slave.
That's the life of a corporate slave.
No assurance from your insurance, worrying your life away. No protection for your pension from another candidate blade. That's the life of a corporate slave.
That's the life of a corporate slave.
Thank you.
habit bigger than your credit. All you do is pray. They're charging bank fees however they please, making all the rules their way. That's the life of a corporate slave.
That's the life of a corporate slave.
Is shaking when they're taking your family's home away. No solution in the Constitution, it's just what the lobbyists say. That's the life of a corporate slave.
That's the life of a corporate slave.
That's the life of a corporate slave. That's the life of a corporate slave. Yeah, that's right.
I dedicate that song to cyanide. Marco Polo. Hey, I want to mention the African Diaspora International Film Festival. There's a film there, That Daughter's Crazy, with Rain Pryor. That's Richard Pryor's daughter. It looks like a great film, and I just want to give it a shout out. That Daughter's Crazy, New York premiere, Saturday, January 10th, 8 p.m. Tickets are only $15. So go to the African Diaspora International Film Festival and make your ticket there. It's directed by Elizabeth. Elizabeta Zoka. It's a documentary film, and it looks good. I might go. It looks very good. All right, I just want to give a shout out to that. Okay, and how are we doing for time? Are we doing good? People are messaging me at the same time. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be Golden Globes this Tuesday. Check it out. Check it out. Okay, George Bentinger, Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. I'm sorry, I'm like getting a little crazed here, just trying to get everybody in today. And what do we have here? Oh, how about a little Ying Tong from the Goons all the way across the Atlantic?
We'll be right back.
Python, there were the goons, I tell you. Wow, time goes fast when you're having a good time, right? Yep, it does. So, shout out here. I was talking to Lynn Jessam. I think she's going to be a guest more towards March. Okay, let's hear it for the Hooters girls and their wings. Yeah, those guys were underwear models, by the way, in the pictures that I just love everybody. That's how I roll. Okay, well, oh boy, it goes fast, doesn't it? All right, okay, it's down to 2 minutes here. Oh, well, thank you all for tuning in. And, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry, I'm so out of it. Marco Polo, I got to find that comedian there. I don't want to hang up the show, and I got to find that website first. But let's do a little Touch Nation.
I've got a 1,000 statements piled up to the ceiling, but I'd much rather read a book. My TV just got 100 brand new stations, and I think each deserves a look. Procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la. This would have had more words, but it never finished the chorus. La 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 la, procrastination. I'm on the verge of being evicted from the basement, and I don't have a place to go. So I should probably try and look for an apartment, but I'd rather play in the snow. Procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la. This would have had more words, but I still didn't finish the chorus. La 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 la, procrastination.
Okay. Well, another fun day, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. It's a half-hour show. Goes very fast. Yes, it does. And have a great week. Tomorrow night, it's Betty Jo Tucker. I like Office Slave, dedicated to my friend across the sea, Marco Polo. I'll try and see if I understand those comedians links you send me, by the way, and people wondering what I'm talking about. You can join the chat room and follow me and then be notified every time my show is about to start. The same with Betty Jo Tucker and Chuck Skull. So you want to check them out. I think Chuck Skull has a new show coming out. And some Blog Talk Radio, American Patriot Radio 2015. Okay, so check it out too. All right, thank you for tuning in. I'm Nancy Lombardo, host of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. My comedy CDs are available on CD Baby. Thank you for tuning in, and bye-bye.